We're on in Simen Shin Ches, the halachas of Muktzah. We're up to Sif Tes. We'll be doing Tes and Yud. Delish shel shida teva u'migdol, the door of a closet, a movable closet. Yecholim litla mehem. So we're talking about more of something like a storage cabinet or a movable closet, a movable cabinet, a chest of drawers. Yecholim litla mehem v'also lachzira. You're allowed to remove the door, but you're not allowed to put it back. Why can't you put it back? Gzeira shem yitka, as a gzeira that you're going to actually go and attach it in a permanent way. So the halacha is like this. We hold ein binyan ustira bekelim, if you have a keli, to add to it, to take away from it, in a way that it still remains a keli, the halacha is that there is no such malacha. However, if I would go and attach something to it with nails, that would be the malacha of makabah patesh or binyan, depending on which shita in the Rishonim. So here it fell off. Simply to hang it on again, just to connect it in a way that I'm not doing it permanently, is still usur as a gzeirah that I'm going to go and nail it onto it. So this is all in a keli. V'shel lul shel tarnegolim, whereas if you're talking about a lul shel tarnegolim, which is mechubel lakarka, a chicken coop, usur bein litl bein lahasir. The kivin, the mechubel lakarka, is bein binyan ustira. Since it's connected to the ground, there is binyan ustira. So the same thing going for the windows of a lul shel tarnegolin, or the windows of a building we saw before. Sif yud, kisui bor vedus, the cover of a well. A bor is simply a hole in the ground, and a dus is a built-up well. Ein nitolim elim kein yeshplan beis achiza. So say the door to some kind of to some exhaust pipe or a sewer. If you're talking about the lid of it, so if it actually has on it something that's meant to be used as a handle, then it's not muktzah. Da'az mukach shehu keli, because then it becomes a keli. Whereas if it doesn't have, if it does not have some kind of handle, then we say that it doesn't have a shem keli. It's like anything else connected to the ground. V'shel kelim afilu hein mechuborim betit. If you take a keli and you connect it to the ground with cement, you can take the lid off it even if it doesn't have a handle. That's only if you did something to make it into the cover, the lid, or you used it. Whereas if you're talking about a barrel that is buried in the ground, so that would have a din of karka and not of kalim. So the halacha is like this. Kisui karkos, if you're talking about a kisui of karka, the halachi is it's considered bona. The only time that it's mutter is when it has a handle. The Magen Avraham says that in a case where it doesn't have a handle, it's considered actually muktza. It's not just a question of binyan. Whereas, if you take just a keli and you connect it with cement, the halachi is that doesn't look like binyan when you're putting the lid on it. Whereas in Chavias HaKfuros, if you take a barrel and you bury it into the ground, there Chazal made a gzeira because it looks very much like your building.